If your idea of a good time is short film mixed with adrenaline, then listen up. You have a golden opportunity. My guest is Ray Sanchez. He's the managing partner with Ghost Light Creative, here to tell us about the second 48-hour Film Slam Festival. Welcome, Ray.
Thank you very much.
Oh, I had fun reading this because I thought, oh, people are going to make themselves absolutely insane. What fun.
It is. It's fun to produce and fun to watch. And so it's going to be a crazy weekend, you know, middle of June, and then the screening, 2 weeks after that.
But, oh, my God. Well, before we dive into the timeline here, give me a little bit of background on Ghost Light Creative. And I know you had a first 48-hour Film Slam Festival. When was that? And what do you do, actually?
Sure. Ghost Light Creative is a creative communication shop. Some people would call it a full-service advertising agency, for lack of a better word. But we've always been fans of the story, filmmaking, storytelling, mm-hmm. and acting and drama and animation. And selling advertisement was a good way to make ends meet while we were, you know, pursuing the other craft. And so, but creative.
Pays the bills.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's fun. You know, it's fun. And
maintains your habit.
It does. And then but in so doing, we have an excellent opportunity to work with videographers, filmmakers, music producers,
highly creative
engineers.
Stuff.
I mean, you need a lot of creative people to come together to make a project work.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we see these people and we decided let's give them an outlet.
Registration for the event is, up to next Friday is one price. And then after that, registration goes up a little bit. It's very reasonable, and people can find their information at ghostlightevents.com. That's where all the details are covered. And then what happens?
Well, once the teams are registered, we have a production briefing mm-hmm. on Friday, June 14th, in which all the teams would gather. And then everyone would pick a genre. They don't know what genre they're going to cover. There's a variety of genres to choose from.
And they get to select it?
They get to choose a genre off a piece of paper in a hat.
Oh, they draw.
Yeah, they draw. It's
not entirely free.
There's a lot of catches built in. You see, the idea is to find the best storytellers.
Okay.
And in a 48 hours to write and direct and produce and edit a film really levels the playing field. I mean, you really can't go into high tech. You can't really waste a lot of time.
You can't be learning on the fly. You'd either know it or not at
right.
that point.
Or you have a great story and a phone.
Okay.
And 48 hours.
I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, we're not talking tripods and high tech. You can go out with your iPhone and do this thing?
You can if you want. If you have a huge crew, you can get out there in 48 hours and knock yourself out. But really, the judging is weighed heavily on the storytelling. It's all in the story.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. Okay, so you've got this production briefing. That'll be Friday, June 14th, 6 p.m., and that's at Kinley's House Coffee. That's at 2231 North Mesa. And that's where everybody will be handed their official rules and instructions and whatnot. And then they draw the genre. And so they really can't go in there thinking, we've got this thing already made. We'll just pretend we did it for the festival.
That's right. In addition to the drawing the genre, there are a stipulation that a certain scene or setting must be shot and included in the film. And mm-hmm. we won't reveal what scene that is until that night.
That's brutal. Okay.
There will be another line of dialogue that must be woven into the storyline.
Oh.
It'll be the same line of dialogue for everyone. They won't know what it is until that night.
Oh, that's like take a rockfish and a banana and go make something with it.
Well, we got to make sure they produced it that weekend. And it was great fun. I mean, the first one in 2010, we advertised it on social media for about 3 weeks and mm-hmm. Ran to the colleges and universities in the area and dropped some flyers. And we got 22 teams enter.
That's huge.
Yeah.
With that kind of – wow. So there really is the – audience for this. I mean, they're waiting to bite.
Absolutely.
So you send people off with their hearts racing, and then 48 hours later, what happens?
They turn in a film. This particular year, they will be uploading films, using the internet.
Okay.
And so they'll have a time limit, and we'll have an email with a link by that certain time. Once we have collected all the films, we will forward the films to judges that are in the industry. We've got three outstanding judges this year. We have a screenwriter who's right now getting her Master's of Fine Arts in Film and Screenwriting at UCLA, Linda Swegert, who's originally from El Paso, but has got great credentials in the film industry. We also have James Fino, who is with Starburns Industries, an animation studio, who produces a lot of content for cable TV and major motion pictures as well. And then we have Bruce Mayo, who is in Costa Mesa, California. He's the head of a multi-award-winning advertising agency and copywriter. So.
All right. So you people who really know their stuff.
Well, and they're not from here, so they won't know the team.
Yes,
so.
Yes. So nobody's uncle or aunt, so that'll work. Okay. Then the big event, you'll have a screening party Sunday, June 30th, from 4 to 8 p.m. at Tricky Falls. That's 209 South El Paso. And that's where everything is unveiled. Is that right?
That's correct. It's open to the public, and everyone can come see the films. They just run back-to-back. Now, keep in mind, these films are 8 minutes or less shorts, generally between 6 and 8 minutes long.
Okay.
And so we're viewing, in that time frame, just maybe 20 to 25 films back-to-back. At the end, we'll hand out some awards. And there are awards for the top three places.
Yes, and totaling $1,000 in
That's
prize
correct.
Money.
Yeah.
And the films will be eligible to be screened at this year's Plaza Classic Film Festival.
That's correct. We've spoken with the organizer of the Plaza Classic Film Festival, and they'll be reviewing those films and holding a place for the films coming out of our festival. So that's exciting.
I love it. I love it. There are these satellites, these molecules forming where the energy is building and building with film in this town. Plus, of course, the films will have a permanent place on Ghost Light's YouTube channel.
Correct. And the films from the first event are available on that channel as
They're
well.
They're still there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent.
So proceeds from the event will go to help an orphanage in, I guess, just outside of Ciudad Juarez.
Yes.
It'll be the largest orphanage in Latin America once it's complete. So we're trying to help them finish that orphanage.
Oh, what a very, very worthy cause.
Yeah.
Proceeds will include early registration fees, which is $49 through June 7th, next Friday. And then after that, registration is $79. And then for the big screening party, it's just $3 donation at the door. So,
That's correct.
That's just a tremendous win-win-win all the way around. The last time that you had the event, what year was that?
That was 2010.
So, what, 3 years ago now?
That's right.
Did you plan to try to make this an annual thing, or what was the...
We did. You know,
there.
when we started this, halfway it was kind of to get our name out as a firm, as a company.
Yeah,
and, you know,
yeah.
Since then we had a very successful event, and then we're just swamped and busy during that time. We wanted to make it.
You mean you're making a living, and that's why you couldn't do it again away?
Yeah, a little crew and stretched every which way during that part of the summer.
Okay.
But now we're excited. We're ready to do it again. And we put a feeler out, and we got a great response. So we went ahead to commit to it.
Oh, really, really exciting what you're doing. This is the second Ghost Light 48-hour film slam, open to all levels of filmmakers. You have 48 hours to write, produce, and edit an 8-minute film, or up to 8 minutes. There are cash prizes. The thing to do is register as soon as possible. Space is limited. So if you're listening and interested, go to ghostlightevents.com. For early registration, and you can also call 500-1284. That's 500-1284 if you have any questions to ask. What an exciting event. It's going to be fun for the participants and even just to watch. I want to thank my guest, Ray Sanchez, managing partner with Ghost Light Creative. Good luck on this one.
Thank you so much. Looking forward to everyone there.